And if the situation should keep us separated, you know the world won't fall apart, and you will free the beautiful bird that's caught inside me. Thank you.
From the Daniel Scappin Studio, deep in the foothills of the North Georgia mountains, it's Mike Malloy.
January the 1st, 2016, and a howdy from the hills and hollers of almost level West by Cole, Virginia, Stan. I'm Bob Kincaid. Mike and Kathy are enjoying the New Year's weekend. Agnes and I had our fun last night and got everything set up and ready to go. And, well, here we go. I certainly hope you'll enjoy this evening's little foray into the insanity that I think we can look forward to in the coming 365 days that we are going to arbitrarily call 2016. And it is arbitrary. It really is. There's no go square in the universe. The sun keeps moving through the galaxy. The galaxy is moving through the cosmos. We're moving around the sun, despite various and sundry good God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered, evangelical, amosexual fundamentalists. No, really, the Earth revolves around the sun. And isn't that amazing? Well, not to us, but to them, sure. And, well, also, in case you didn't know, now, folks over at the Horn know this because I kind of made a tradition out of harping on it, but happy Jesus's genital mutilation day. Because, see, that's why, really, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere and not counting climate change, what fun is there in starting a new year a week and a half after the solstice, after the beginning of winter, in what is, in most years, has been miserable freezing cold or something approaching it for a whole lot of the population of the Northern Hemisphere. Yeah, what fun. Who thought of that? Well, of course, the church did. Yes, absolutely. Because, see, little baby Yeshua, because of certain cultural traditions, had to have his equipment mutilated 8 days after he was born. So consequently, this is the church looked up after they had ripped off the Roman Saturnalia, which happened around the solstice, December 25th, what have you. After they had ripped off that, and they had completely overridden that pagan holiday, some wise bishop or archbishop or cardinal or exalted 32nd degree noble, I don't know, Corinthian, said, hey, wait, there's more to this than meets the eye. Because, you know, after he was born, well, then they had to mutilate him. And so after that, well, let's put New Year's Day on the day they chopped on his stuff. Happy New Year. Really. Because the ancient Romans, who had been sort of the calendrical source up until that moment, the ancient Romans, and their calendar, they didn't have leap years. Hey, it's a leap year. Did you know that? Yes. We're going to have a February 29th this year. And don't we all feel sorry for all the babies who will be born on that day? Yeah, sorry, kid. You don't get another birthday for a few years. And then never mind. But no, they celebrate the Romans marked the beginning of the year with the coming of spring, the vernal equinox, that kind of thing, because it marked both the time when they could begin planting their crops and Romans being Romans and all, go to war. But we were going to, the Christian church was going to leave all that behind. And so consequently, New Year's now falls and has for the, last millennium and a half or so on January 1st. Wouldn't it be fun to be able to celebrate New Year's? So we celebrated New Year's without heavy coats or snow boots or galoshes or gloves or anything last night. But that's what burning every hydrocarbon in sight for the last 150 years will get you. But of course, we know climate change is a fact. The flying monkeys and et cetera, they think climate change is something that a 100-year-old conspiracy cooked up. Lovely, huh? Yeah, I thought so. So, Happy New Year, and of course, as one might expect, the New Year was celebrated all across America, the greatest country in the world on earth now, today, forever, indivisible, under God, amen, absolutely. And in some places it was celebrated, well, we're moving more and more and more toward just being sort of Somalia with cable here in the new United States of America. So consequently, it did not come as a surprise, at least to me, to find out, for instance, here in Hillbilly Hell, where I live, well, we celebrate the 4th of July. And New Year's and Christmas and occasional birthdays, or just having been able to scrape up enough money for an 18-pack of really bad beer by going out and putting a few rounds through the old Second Amendment remedy freedom protector. Mm-hmm, we do. It was just, as a matter of fact, it was just a couple of days ago. Maybe it was Tuesday when I was here in the studio broadcasting on the horn and sort of stopped everything because the gunfire was so loud and so rapid. There were just three shots right in a row, bang, 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 that I ran back into the other part of the Kincaid Mansion here to make sure that Agnes and the boy were okay. And they were. It turned out it was just our next-door neighbor who flies a Confederate flag at their mailbox and, occasionally fires off the Freedom Protector, probably just shooting at random animals or buildings because freedom. And so there was a certain resonance for me as I read a news story earlier today out of the Orlando Sentinel. A little bit after midnight, a 9-year-old girl in Florida was leaving church when she was struck by gunfire, a bullet. Now, the police were unable to find the bullet, and they have no idea who the shooter was because it was just somebody, they think. The little 9-year-old girl wasn't targeted. It was just somebody who was celebrating the new year by squeezing off a few rounds of Second Amendment freedom deliciousness. The bullet goes up. Who cares where it comes down? It's not my concern, says Cletus J. Brown. But the bullet did come down, and it came down right into the arm of a 9-year-old girl. She was treated by the Orlando Fire Department. As the report says, she is expected to recover. Mm-hmm. The police have absolutely no hope no interest in finding out who fired the gun, because as the local constabulary there says, there were voluminous amounts of gunfire happening at the time. Welcome again, and hey, thanks, Wayne LaPierre. I mean, really, thank you. No, seriously, burn in hell, okay? Thanks so much. I'm sure the 9-year-old really appreciated having her arm Second Amendmented because some booger eater out there couldn't, well, I don't know. Is ammunition cheaper than fireworks? Go figure. Merca. Hallelujah. Glory. Just makes you want to cue up Lee Greenwood and sing about, and I'm glad to live in Merca, where at least I know I can shoot my gun in the air and maybe it'll hit a 9-year-old girl right in the arm. Mm-hmm. This is the first Malloy broadcast for 2016. I hope you'll enjoy hanging around the campfire. We'll take our first break and come back because we got so much stuff. We'll be back.
Hey, True Seekers. Organic Blue Tribe coffee comes in 4 smooth, delicious varieties, and each shade-grown batch is harvested and roasted locally in the Chiapas Mountains of southern Mexico at an elevation of 7,000 feet for the ultimate cup of indulgence every time. You won't find this premium coffee anywhere on the shelves of your local market or megastore. Blue Tribe coffee is grown with sustainability in mind, and the local farmers get to keep more of their profits than with other premium roasters. Even better, each bag of premium Blue Tribe coffee is beautifully presented in generous 1.1-pound packages, about 6 ounces more than the skimpy 12-ounce bags you find in other shade-grown brands, so you get more of what you love. And they are now available for purchase in single bags, or purchase 3 or more bags and they ship free. Support a responsible advertiser who has thrown his support behind our program. Use the word Truth Seeker to get a special discount when you visit bluetribecoffee.com/Malloy. Or click their ad on MikeMalloy.com and enjoy the official coffee of The Mike Malloy Show.
I'm a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
I'm a millennial. And I'm sorry. We're self-centered. We're entitled. And immature.
And we're super sorry about that.
If only we could be more like our parents.
Yeah, the baby boomers. You guys were great.
60s counterculture. Psychedelic drugs. You tried your best. You insisted we all go to college, and now we're the most educated generation in American history. 90% of the jobs created since 2009 are part-time, but let's be honest, we just don't like hard work. Oh, and we're really sorry about messing up those 2 wars you guys started. Sorry so many of our friends died.
We're really sorry we suck so much.
I mean, it's not like we jacked up college tuition prices or
destroyed the manufacturing industry.
Started 2 quagmire wars.
Gutted the unions.
Destroyed the global economy. And left our offspring with an environmentally devastated planet stripped of its natural resources. So on behalf of all the millennials, we'd like to apologize for being so terrible. From now on, we're going to be just like the baby boomers. You nailed it.
Oh,
hour. I'm Bob Kincaid, in case you didn't guess. Mike and Kathy and Miss Molly are having an extended New Year's celebration weekend. We'll go to the, we'll open up the phone lines here in a little bit. We've got two here. You might want to jot them down for future usage. The first one is area code 304-574-8178. 304-574-8178. The second number is 304-663-4676. That spells horn, because that's where I camp out during the majority of my broadcast time over at headonradionetwork.com. And H-O-R-N 4676. Well, that's the second line. So when we open up the phone lines, you can use either one of those. Also, Skype to Skype is a possibility. If you want to, you can send a contact request to me if you never have before. Bob Kincaid Horn, B-O-B-K-I-N-C-A-I-D-H-O-R-N. Bob Kincaid Horn on Skype. And, well, from anywhere in the world that doesn't firewall Skype, you can reach the program. Okay, so we had that Somalia with cable moment in Orlando. And the only reason I bring up these gun stories is because I see no reason to think that 2016 is going to be any different from 2015. We are in the middle of a trend, and that trend is toward more gunplay. Why do we call it gunplay? It's not gun fun. More firearms related disasters, and just going back to the young woman, the little girl in Florida, who got hit by that stray round of Bubba joyfulness. I have mentioned before, and I think it bears mentioning here, because it would be good if it got a little broader traction. President Obama is expected to announce some executive order type actions, and despite the fact that he's used less executive orders than his Republican counterparts before him, the right wing, the birthers, ninthers, tenthers, deathers, baggers, booger eaters, libertarians, Republicans, flying monkeys, they'll holler, that unelected, that Kenyan Muslim, you slurpers, is ruling like a tyrant by executive order. Well, here we are. We're 7 years into his presidency, and everybody not only still has their guns, they've got more. They don't just have bullets. They have more bullets. No one has been sent to a FEMA re-education camp underneath an abandoned Walmart out in the wilds of waterless West Texas or anything. No. So come Monday, I guess he's going to move into full swing, because he's going to issue some executive orders, or he's expected to, regarding things like gun show loopholes, the ease of access of criminals to firearms, people on the no-fly list to fire up. You get the idea. But the idea that I would like to see get broader consideration, application, discussion, is this. There was no mention in the story of the little girl getting Second Amendmented about what's going to happen to her now. Because, see, here in Merca, when you get hit by random, not just, let's forget for a moment about all the people who've been killed by the intentional gunfire. When you get hit by negligent gunfire, accidental gunfire, well, they don't send the bill to the NRA. And they don't just say, well, that's the price we, they do kind of say, that's the price we pay for freedom. But there's never any follow-up. There's never any journalistic mention in the coverage of any of these stories about who gets the bill for treating, in this case, the bullet wound into the precious little body of a 9-year-old little girl. It would be kind of nice, I think, if that was to actually be part of the discussion. But we're not going to have that, are we? But we can try, just as a solution on our end. Who should pay? Should that 9-year-old little girl have to go through perhaps years of litigation? And who's she going to sue? Right? Right. So, consider. Bring it to the campfire. I'm Bob Kincaid.
I was so young when I was born. My eyes could not yet see. And by the time my first dawn, somebody holding me. They said, I welcome you to Crackerpot's Palace. We've been expecting you. You bring such joy, Crackerpot's Palace. Oh, man, where you roam, no one love is true.
Hi, Truth Seekers, it's Kathy Malloy. Seasons are changing, and for some of us, the dark winter months and approaching holidays can negatively affect our mood or make us feel sad. I would like to tell you about Insight HT, a physician-designed supplement used by doctors for over 13 years to help their patients manage stress, feel happier, and more optimistic. It's produced right here in the United States by Nova Nutrients, the makers of Nova Joint. Insight HT is specially formulated to promote healthy brain function, improve your mood, and give you the peace of mind that comes when you're less anxious or depressed. Unlike other supplements, Insight HT works right away, so you don't have to wait for weeks or months to notice any difference. Get a special price on Insight HT with the discount code MIKE when you visit novanutrients.com or click on the ad at mikemalloy.com. Don't worry. Be happy. Try Insight HT today.
Hi, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here. You know, the weather's getting colder, which leaves us vulnerable to the cracking, chafing, and itching of dry, irritated skin. Fortunately, our family has found a natural solution to this uncomfortable condition from Helin Hollers. Two solutions, actually. Lemon hemp cream and whipped shea mint cream. The whipped shea mint cream is also an excellent deep conditioner for your hair and dry, itchy scalp. It's a much better dandruff treatment than the expensive commercial chemical concoctions cooked up in a lab. Helin Hollers is a little home-based business in the Ozarks, not a corporation. Each batch of these creams is handmade using organic ingredients they compound themselves, so you can be sure of their purity and quality. The good folks at Helin Hollers are committed supporters of this program and are committed to producing the best herbal products to serve your health. Visit Helin-Hollers.com or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and enjoy soft, smooth skin all winter long.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-10-9-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Lights are falling, me.
26 before the hour. New Year's night. Everybody I trust who follows it has had a nice fill of college football today. I'm a college football junkie, I admit it, but in the same way that I'm also very much a carnivore and find myself being driven inexorably toward vegetarianism by the meat industry, the college football industry is doing the same. I love college football. I'm a devoted, proud alumnus son of the place we call Harvard on the Mon, the Monongahela River. That would be West Virginia University up in Morgantown. But it's getting difficult. Between the head injuries and the fact that we know that kids playing football, boys and men playing football mostly, are sort of sentenced to a brutal life of head injury and everything that comes with that. Well, we've got another reason out to sort of look sideways at the college football industry. And make no mistake, it's an industry. The NCAA is a nonprofit, isn't it? Multi-billion-dollar nonprofit. Sure, I'm sure that's what Congress had in mind when it created 501c3 organizations. No, there's a study out conducted by the National Bureau of Economic Research, and there are some horrifying numbers in it. Well, some horrifying facts that are described by some horrifying numbers. This study, which came out last year now, has to do with sexual assault on campus. And we already know that sexual assault on college campuses is almost epidemic in nature and of monumental proportions, horrifying. But get this. And I don't care who your alma mater is or what your team is. I don't care if you're a Badgers fan or a Gophers fan or a Crimson Tide fan or a Mountaineers fan like me, or God help you if you're an Iowa fan. It was a bad day, and last night was tough for poor old Sparty too. But get this. On any given home game day in a Division I college town, that would be your Tuscaloosa, where's Stanford? Palo Alto, Morgantown, East Lansing, State College, PA, but that's a whole different kettle of fish. On any given game day in Division I college football towns, the number of rapes that are reported by victims between the ages of 17 and 24 jump by 28%. I'm sorry, that's just any given game day. That's if dear old alma mater is on the road, but if dear old alma mater is at home, the rape reports go up by 41%. Good God. According to an article in Bloomberg News, the authors, one of them, Isaac Swenson of Montana State University, said Division I football games offer a clear instance when partying is intensified. And in the report, the researchers write, by providing convincing evidence that spikes in the degree of partying at a university escalate the incidence of rape, our results suggest that efforts to avoid such spikes could serve to reduce the incidence of rapes. What does that turn into in terms of real-world numbers? College football games. Boola, boola. Right. College football games, game days, amount to somewhere between 253 and 770 additional rapes per year across 128 schools in what is generally referred to as Division I. Sobering? Yeah. And it's not at all surprising then to, well, think back to, what was it, earlier in, well, around the incoming freshman time, when some of those good old boys down at the University of Alabama, Roll Tide, hung the banner from their apartment balcony that said, "Daddies, drop your daughters here. We'll take real good care of them. You can drop the mamas, too." Well, I see a full body cringe completely went up and down the spine of my beloved Agnes. But no, it's a culture. And I'm sorry, but you can't hang this on progressives or liberals or other decent people. This is part and parcel of an authoritarian culture, a right-wing culture, a conservative culture, in which women are little more than baby-carrying vessels. Any disagreement? Another one of the stories in the stack this evening. And truly, this is disgusting, but aren't they all? They're having a debate in the legislature about, and these things happen in various states from time to time, because this is a brutally screwed up, hung up, neo-Calvinistic culture in which sexuality is something that we can't ever deal with as on anything but the most superficial and, quite frankly, ignorant levels. But in the state legislature, of New Hampshire, and of course we pay so much attention to New Hampshire this time every 4 years, and we get little insights into just how loopy they can be. In the state legislature of New Hampshire, a representative there, and of course he's a Republican, named Josh Moore, has suggested that if a woman wishes to breastfeed in public, that she should not be surprised if men want to here's the quote. "If it's a woman's natural inclination to pull her nipple out in public, and you support that, then you should have no problem with a man's inclination to stare at it and grab it. Behold the Republican mindset. Behold the mindset," and he's a family values Republican too, a good God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered Christian, he is. "You should have no problem with a man's inclination to stare at it and grab it. After all, it's all relative and natural, right?" I know I have the wrong accent for New Hampshire. And one of his Republican buddies followed up and said to the woman who was advancing the argument in favor of a woman being able to breastfeed her child, you know, the natural function of the female breast, right? No disrespect, but your nipple would be the last one I would want to see. So we're not just the Republicans don't just want to grab them, they want to grab them after judging them. I don't know, is that ungrabbable? And this isn't prurient. This is a Republican stating Republican policy. Because all in the world that we're talking about is a natural human function. On the other hand, if this bill, sponsored only by men, goes through and becomes law, a woman could be charged with a misdemeanor for purposely exposing the areola of her breast or breasts in a public place and in the presence of another person with, and I love this part, reckless disregard for whether a reasonable person would be offended or alarmed by such an act. Kind of depends on whether the reasonable person is the right-wing flying monkey miserable. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Wow. Like I said, welcome to 2016. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Hi, Truth Seekers, it's Molly Malloy. If you have kids, you know they can be picky eaters. Lots of mac and cheese and pizza. Green leafy vegetables? Not so much. I want to tell you about another great product from Nova Nutrients. It's called Nutramin Pure, and it's specially formulated from all-natural plant-based ingredients to make sure growing kids get all the minerals they need for healthy development. Nutramin Pure provides all the prebiotics, calcium, and other essential minerals that might be missing from their diets. Even better, Nutramin Pure is a dissolvable powder, so there's no pill to swallow, and it doesn't have that bitter, chalky taste of many other mineral drinks that kids don't like. You can mix it in fruit juice or hot chocolate, and your kid won't even know it's there. Shh, we can keep it our little secret. Visit NovaNutrients.com or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and make sure that special child in your life has everything they need to grow and succeed.
Oh, hey.
10 minutes before the hour. By the way, in case you were wondering, good old representing Josh Moore up in New Hampshire, who wants to put breastfeeding mothers in the stir. Maybe put them on the sex offender registry too. If you go and look up his social media profiles, you'll find that he describes himself as being pro-family, and that he loves God, country, guns, and family. I presume in that order. If one wonders what his children... No, I don't even want to think about it. He also claims to be quite good at beatboxing, which only by virtue of having teenage and just slightly past teenage children do I even have an idea what it is. Sometimes I'm very, very culturally shallow, I guess. Yeah. Right. Oh, and by the way, if you want to reach the program by email, you can reach me at Bob Kincaid, BobKincaid, Bob Kincaid, at gmail.com. Jack in Shreveport noting, the Second Amendment nuts are selfish, just like any other conservative. But they don't have any problem with paying for freedom as long as it's on, somebody else's tab. And he said, from something you said earlier, good name for a band, the Stray Rounds of Freedom. Probably a country band, don't you figure, Jack? And Captain Mary in Memphis says, quote, 2016 won't be any different from 2015. Yes, it will, Captain Mary says. We's all going to get older, and you know what that means. Wiser? Oh, no. But I'm going to put 18 or 27 dangerous devices in my orthopedic shoes and get an awooga horn from a walker. Signed, Captain Mary in Memphis. Not quite that old yet, but getting there. Oh, I know. I'm fast running out of time to be 52 years old in. That closes out end of the month, as a matter of fact. Yeah. So, in New Hampshire, let's see, I want to make sure, talked about this a couple of nights ago over on the Horn. There's a bill pending in Indiana that will make it a crime for a transgender person to use the restroom. In New Hampshire, the right wing wants to make it a crime for a woman to, I guess, negligently titillate Representative Moore or other upstanding, God-fearing, Bible-believing, Christ-centered, homosexual, fundamentalist, evangelical Christians. And you have to say it that way. You always have to say it that way because, well, that's really the only way you can delineate them from, say, the decent human beings who practice Christianity. And there are many of them. They just happen to get frequently overshadowed by these... what's the word I'm looking for? Weirdos. Yes, weirdos. Well, what do you want? What do you want from a religion that marks the new year? Oh, stop it. Just leave it alone. Go away. No. Agnes just looked away from me. Let it go, Bob. Let it go. And maybe this will be the last gun story for this first day of 2016. It certainly won't. There'll probably be a stack of them for Mike when he comes back on Monday. Because the weekend's coming up, after all. Can you give out the phone numbers again? Sure. Area code 304-574-8178. And area code 304-663-4676. 304-663-4676. Okay, one last gun story. I'll try to fit this in the time remaining for this segment. In America, more so than ever, and I know a lot of people listen to this program all around the world, But in America, more so than ever, you really do have to be careful. And by be careful, I mean everywhere you go. Story from KTNV in Las Vegas. It was about 11:30 Christmas night when Mama, who lives with a couple, one of whom is a police officer and another who is in the police academy, well, I and my kerchief and Ma in her bed, the couple, were asleep when Mama came in at about 11:30. So up they sprang from their beds. No, nothing about the crest of the moon or anything. No, they got up out of their beds and fired 27 rounds at Mama. Because freedom. Now, one is a police officer, the other is in training. They fired 27 rounds at Mama, who knows? Is this proof of a deity? They only hit her once, and she didn't suffer life-threatening injuries. Now, by God, if she'd been a 12-year-old African-American boy, well, probably be a different story. It's not clear if an investigation is ongoing. That's the real that's the real charmer out of the story. No charges will be filed because the shooting was, what were we talking about a minute ago? Accidental. Yeah. Wonder who's going to pay Mama's medical bill for the one bullet that found its mark. Who cares, huh? Murka. We'll be back. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Hi, True Seekers. Hey, thank you for supporting one of our favorite advertisers, Blue Tribe Coffee. We've heard your glowing reviews and are glad you're loving this organic, shade-grown premium coffee. We love it, too. So join the club. No, I mean literally, join the club. The Coffee Club. That's right. Due to overwhelming repeat orders from Blue Tribe loving True Seekers, there is now a Coffee Club, so you can have your favorite coffee delivered to your door each month for an even greater discount. How cool is that? All you have to do is visit BlueTribeCoffee.com/Coffee Club and place your Coffee Club order for either 2 or 3 bags of your favorite varieties, and they ship free every month. For a limited time, you can join the Coffee Club at a special Truth Seeker discount so you get more of what you love. Remember, each bag of Blue Tribe Coffee is a generous 17.6 ounces, not the skimpy 12-ounce bag you find from other roasters. And this coffee is grown responsibly with minimal environmental impact. So what are you waiting for? Visit BlueTribeCoffee.com/Coffee Club and never run out of your favorite coffee again.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Satellite, there's no more credit in this.
Our number two of this New Year's night, wannabe extravaganza. I'm Bob Kincaid filling in for Mike. Mighty big shoes, but trying to, hopefully provide a little bit of entertainment after a day full of. What do you celebrate where you do when you do New Year's or if you do New Year's? I don't know. Here we try to hit all the big Southern traditions. There was cornbread. There was corned beef and cabbage. There was Hop and John, you know, black-eyed peas and rice and a savory broth. But whatever you did, I hope you enjoyed it. And I tell you what, the lines are open. Line one just lit up. So we will go forthwith immediately, as it were. Hey, welcome aboard. Who have I got?
Gary.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
Not too bad. Calling back, make my promise that I was calling back. And the first thing I wanted to ask you is, are you Bob or are you Robin tonight?
No, I'm always Bob.
Well, you didn't hear Mike's Christmas episode, did you?
Oh, I did. And in fact, I had completely forgotten about that lovely little piece of doggerel. That may be the first time I ever sang on a radio program.
And what I thought was funny was he after he got done with it, he said he recognized this as Bob Kincaid if you listen to his show. And then Kathy chimed in and she said that must have been when you called yourself Robin when you were with the CIA. I like that touch.
I thought that was a particularly nice touch. It's actually much more prosaic than that, though. The fact of the matter is my son and I are both that. And so consequently, anybody who's got a junior or a second in the family knows that it can get real confusing real quick.
Ah, okay. That explains it. Now, the second thing I wanted to do is last talked to you, I was saying something about maybe TTNF could pick you up. Anything new on that?
Nothing so far. I answer the phone, but so far it's a little bit like... It's a little bit like waiting for the big check to come from George Soros. You wait, but that's all you can really do.
Because the way I see it is, it's kind of like Mike is the Walter Cronkite that's stepping back, and you're kind of like the Dan Rather that's filling in on the airwaves.
Well, with the possible exception of the fact that unlike Dan Rather, I have not yet been fired at any time for telling the truth about George Bush.
That is very true. But, you know, if you get up there into that stratosphere and stuff, and then, you know, your popularity gains, then there is the possibility of that happening. But I would, you know, one thing that you might want to do sometime, if you fill in for Mike again before he goes off the air, you should talk to, it was Chris Hayes that you were on MSNBC?
Yeah, I was on with Chris a couple of times and on with Melissa Harris-Perry a couple of times.
You should interview them. You should have them come on the show. Then more people will listen that might not ordinarily listen. Maybe that will build it up until the radio. Because what I really hate is like when Bill Moyers went off the air when he retired, and I understand he wants to retire. He didn't try to find somebody else to fill that slot on TBS. So that was one exposure of the type of stuff that we talk that isn't there anymore because we didn't find somebody out there. And that's what I would kind of hate with Mike is it's not like he's all over the radio like Bill Moyers is or somebody, but I like the visibility of being on the radio, and that's kind of what I'd like. I hope that somebody like KTN could pick up your show and maybe they could syndicate it and stuff. I think it could be a cool thing.
Oh, I think that would be a lot of fun, Gary. It absolutely would. And going, I get a thrill out of doing this because I haven't done terrestrial radio for a very long time. Even though that's where I started out as a little pimply faced gospel DJ, playing requests and at least once a night playing Jesus, This Is Jimmy. Please, for God's sakes, don't look up Jesus, This Is Jimmy if you value your hearing. Don't do it. Just don't do it. But I do. I love radio in general, and that's one of the things that our side hasn't learned quite thoroughly enough. I think is that you've got to have radio people doing radio. And of course, Mike is, as far as I'm concerned, the godfather of progressive radio. Like I've said before, I was working at CNN back in the late 80s listening to him on WSB in Atlanta. And that is a long time to be behind the microphone. And he gets all the love and respect from up here that we can muster. I mean, it has been a heroic effort, to say the very least.
And that's the same as Tom Hartman. He started out in a country station in Michigan, I think it was, a long time ago. And then he lives in Atlanta. I think he had a travel business with his wife that he sold. And he was listening to Mike back then, too, according to what he said.
Well, that's why Mike's the godfather.
Yep. And the other thing I wanted to bring up is, in terms of guns, I don't know how much you pay attention to the evening newscast, but CBS had this really good story. It's not up on their website yet, but basically somebody in New York who had to deal with a lot of gunshots got sick of it over the years. He's been doing it for 30 years. So he started sort of like a BDS-type domestic movement, and some places, like 401ks and stuff, they're trying to divest themselves of any gun manufacturer stuff. So you might want to check it out. I could probably send you the link.
I would appreciate it if you would. I'm of two minds on divestment movements. I think that they're morally and ethically and sometimes even financially good ideas. If there's any downside to them, is that what happens in their wake is that they tend to drive public investment away from these things, and the industries wind up, at least we experienced this with coal, what they do is they go to the hedge funds instead, where there's absolutely no accountability and zero transparency. And I'm not saying that as in the form of saying don't do it, but it's a little bit on the cautionary side of things. For instance, I had a story on the Horn last week about Stag Arms in Connecticut, and they got caught with all kinds of unregistered machine guns and couldn't find machine guns and just all kinds of nastiness. And we don't know if they're on the streets or in a Mexican drug cartel. Yeah, really, who knows? And so they got busted, which happens very rarely. They were busted on a federal felony indictment, and now that's going to be sold to a hedge fund. Doesn't it? And so it on the one hand, you're inclined to say, well, yay, a gun manufacturer finally got busted for playing fast and loose with the law. But on the other hand, oh, great, a hedge fund, because. And of course, there was a hedge fund out there. Well, heck yeah, we'd like to buy ourselves a gun manufacturer. Who wouldn't want to have one of those?
Well, what I'm waiting for is, you know, Trump is trying to chin this kind of thing up. So I'm waiting for a bunch of these gun people to go to one of his rallies and somebody say something to antagonize them. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of people shoot each other and then. Isn't this fun? This is a lot different than most other rallies.
Exactly. And let's remember that open carry went into effect in Texas for anybody who has a concealed carry permit as of today. And I think there's probably already been at least one example of some freedom protecting going on. So it's going to be a long way to November, and B, I don't know. I don't know where the public. I don't know if we've got the nerve to come up with a public will to correct this. I mean, it's scary out there.
It's not an easy solution because you're going up against the lobby. Nobody's really found, if you will, pardon the expression, the magic bullet to take it away.
No, they're not. Well, Gary, it's been great. It's been great talking to you. We gotta hit the break, but who knows? Call folks, let them know if you wanna hear the program. I'd sure be tickled to let them have it.
Okay, no problem. Have a good day.
All right, Happy New Year, Gary. Bye now.
Bye bye.
So, 16 minutes past the hour. Both lines are open, 304-574-8178 and 304-663-4676. Got something on your mind? Well, don't hide your light under a bushel. Bring it right here. New Year's Night on the Malloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Kathy Malloy. Mike and I are now both proud evangelists for NovaJoint. NovaJoint healed my hand pain, and now Mike takes it to knock out his knee pain. Here's what a listener from Santa Fe has to say about her experience. Quote, I am a 67-year-old woman who has played percussion in an African marimba band for 14 years. Plus, I am a paper engineer who hand cuts all the parts for my books. My hands have really taken a beating over the years, and my joints were freezing up and aching. I heard about NovaJoint on the Mike Malloy program. Kathy's testimonial about her improvement in her joints made me want to try this product. I am amazed. After 7 days of taking 2 tablets a day, I have no more pain and my hands are stronger and much more flexible. I can even open jar lids again. Thank you for this great product. End quote. True Seekers, you've heard the unbiased reviews. You've heard our personal stories. What are you waiting for? Visit NovaJoint.com and mention the discount code Mike and free yourself from joint pain forever.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie. This is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve. It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Taking you nowhere.
Angel. 20 past the hour, open lines in the second hour of the first Malloy broadcast of 2016. I'm Bob Kincaid, hidden away in an undisclosed secure location at the Kincaid Mansion in the hills and hollers of almost level West by Cole, Virginia stand. You know, we're coming up on the second anniversary of the poisoning of 300,000 people in this state. And guess what? We've done next to nothing about it. Absolutely next to nothing. And how inspiring, right? Yeah. Let's run over and check in with Jim in Nevada Stan. Hey, Jim. Oh, wrong button. Hey, Jim.
Well, this looks like, it sounds like a good fit, you know, you taking Mike's show when he's not there. But the reason why I was calling, and I've noticed, you know, like when I listen to Mike and they have those little 5-minute news bits, I get more news out of that than a whole freaking week or even almost a month than a real news. Then it doesn't surprise me, but it just shows how bad the corporate media is controlled.
I'll peruse the big papers, Jim, but I've given up almost entirely on CNN and ABC News, CBS News, that kind of, and God knows, oh, please, Fox News TV, Radio Rwanda, there's nothing happening there. But it's an exercise in vacuity. I mean, there's no there. It's Gertrude Stein talking about Oakland, California. There just isn't. It's one thing after another that has absolutely no meaning, or someone sticking a microphone in the face of a person who just lost their home in a tornado. I guess it feels like news, but there's no way it is, Jim.
Yeah, I still love that time when Bull Blitzer.
Oh, that's good. That's historic.
God, I'm an atheist.
Well, no, but can't you thank God just a little bit for blowing away your house with a tornado and letting you live? I mean, just a little, can't you thank God? No, not even a little bit. Sorry. But now that's been countered as of last week by the woman named Sabrina Lowe, who claims that she drove the tornado into somebody else's house.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
72 hours.
Yeah, people in their magic sky beams. It's,
I know.
It's crazy.
I know.
Crazy.
I know. Good New Year. I mean, was it like Baghdad out in Las Vegas with the gunfire last night?
I didn't really hear any. But that doesn't mean anything. Where I was, but I'm sure it was, because people go crazy with their guns. You know, they're Second Amendment freaks, and going on to something else. I hope Obama, since he's got only a year left, starts doing some stuff with executive action. You think?
Well, they've announced that he's going to announce something on Monday, Jim. And at this point in time, I think he's comfortable just sort of tweaking the right wing's noses, because if he was to announce on Monday, what in God's is there? Are you in a boxing match?
What's that?
There's all kinds of noise in the background there. What are you, at a boxing match?
No, my radio's off. I don't know what that is.
Wow.
The boxing match.
Okay. I think I figured it out. Yeah. There we go. No, if Obama was to tell the entire world that he was going to give every American a gun on Monday, the right wing would say, well, I ain't giving everybody a gun for each fist.
I don't know. I mean, I voted for Obama twice, and I think overall he's done pretty good. A lot of things, a couple main things I don't like, but no matter what he does, I've noticed that it's just automatic turn against, you know, they're against it. And it blows my mind that people can't see it. I mean, I get some a certain percentage, you know, hardcore Republicans, no matter what he does, he can walk on water, and they angry about that.
But, oh no! If they caught him saving kittens from burning trees, there would be an objection. There would.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna let you go.
All right, Jim. It's awful good to hear from you. Happy New Year, and well, heck, we'll probably be talking next week now, won't we?
It happened.
All right.
Catch you later.
All right. Bye now. Our buddy Jim in Nevada Stan. Let's see. We've got a break coming up, so I'm not going to go ahead and jump to the next phone call. But line two, 304-663-4676 is open if you want to jump in and engage in a little New Year's conversation. This is the Malloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid, and we'll be back here in just a very short amount of time.
Over there is where I bought my first car. It turned over once, but then it never went far. And I can see the sun setting fast. And just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. Well, go on now and kiss it goodbye. But hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town. Our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. I buried my mama and I buried.
Hi, True Seekers. Kathy Malloy here with a little beauty secret I discovered accidentally and now can't live without. It's Calendula Lip Balm from our very own Helen Hollers. And while it's wonderful on your lips, it's downright miraculous on your wrinkles. I know you're wondering how I first used lip balm on my wrinkles. Well, I ran out of my expensive nighttime eye cream and I was desperate. After only one night using the Calendula Lip Balm under my eyes, I could tell an immediate difference. After a week, the results were stunning. People asked me if I had a chemical peel or laser treatment. Now I'll never go back to those pricey, chemical-laden products again. This all-natural organic salve only contains four ingredients and only costs $4 a jar. And a jar has lasted me over 6 months. I cut my beauty routine budget and my fine lines by 80%. Visit HEALIN-HOLLARS.com or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and watch the years disappear for pennies.
Listen up, Truth Seekers. We're very excited to announce that you can now order the official coffee of the Mike Malloy Show in single bags. If you haven't tried it yet, this is what you're missing. Delicious, organic, premium coffee from the beautiful highlands of Chiapas in southern Mexico, which produces some of the finest mountain-grown coffee in the world. And each package of Blue Tribe coffee is a full 1.1 pounds. That's 17.6 ounces, not the 12 ounces you find from most roasting companies. And also, unlike most other superior brands, the good folks at Blue Tribe Coffee roast each batch themselves at an elevation of over 7,000 feet. And we're proud to say the owner of the company is a loyal listener to this program. So when you buy these delicious hand-roasted beans from Blue Tribe Coffee, you're supporting us as well. Shipping is free when you order three bags or more. Such a deal. Use the code TRUTHSEEKER to get a special discount when you visit bluetribecoffee.com/Malloy or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and start enjoying this mellow blend today.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electro-synth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Dad! Look at this, Dad! Over! Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A single ember from a wildfire can travel over a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home and even your community. To that ember, all those branches hanging over your roof might as well be giant matches ready to spark. The pile of dry leaves and twigs clogging your perfect kindling to start a fire. Debris pile on your yard you haven't taken care of yet are pure lighter fluid, ready to ignite. There are some fire hazards that aren't clearly marked, and they can impact you and your neighbors. Spot them, because your home is better protected from wildfire than the whole community prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more to start in your home and community to wildfires. A public service message and the...
When I was little, didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always change. Anything new or different would get upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Six before the hour, about halfway through this Friday evening madcap extravaganza on the New Year's Night Malloy program, and let's run right over to line one and see what's happening. Hey, welcome to the program.
Hi, can you hear me?
I hear you very, very well.
Oh, hey man, how you doing, Bob? I've never heard you before.
Well, so welcome aboard.
Doesn't mean anything.
I'm sorry?
That doesn't mean anything that I haven't heard you, but I'm glad to hear you on this New Year's night. Thanks for devoting your time to Mike's show.
It's absolutely a joy every time. So can I have a first name?
Yeah, my first name's Lee.
Okay, Lee, we'll be neighborly-like.
Absolutely. You're from the South, right? So I like to try to blend in culturally, you know, to reciprocate that southern
absolutely maybe the next call we'll work on howdy.
Yeah, I don't say that too often, but maybe I'll start. I don't know, man. First of all, what did I do last? Of any interest, I went to an overpriced block party at a city in California where I live that was overtly overpriced and it wasn't a waste of time, but it was a very expensive outing, and it was okay. It was safe, and there were bands playing, and you know, you could walk around. It was festive, but if you tried to go into a restaurant to get something to drink, or you know, they had beer alcohol stands all over the place, but they wanted to charge a cover at most places, so it was just kind of a drag. It's like, oh, capitalism's even infiltrated this New Year's Eve festive celebration. So,
well, in point of fact, last night was the first time in 22 years of marriage that my lovely wife and I had gone out for New Year's. And it's not because we're a bunch of homebodies. It's just that when you're raising kids, you don't go out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we took my daughter, my youngest daughter, who's 15, and we took a friend of hers, and they got bored after about 45 minutes, so we let them walk back to the hotel, and they just kind of hung out, and then we just came back right at midnight, saw some fireworks, and stayed up for a couple hours and called it a night. So it was, you know, it was kind of uneventful, but it was cool. You got to do those things kind of once just to kind of get the feel. The
exactly. Although I don't know if anybody could ever get me once into Times Square. That's too much.
Yeah, I agree. I've never been.
I got to admit, I'm kind of glad I wasn't in Dubai for New Year's last night.
Yeah. Have they related that to terrorism yet?
Not that I've seen. Of course, that's one of those right-wing authoritarian benevolent dictatorship kind of governments. So even if it was, they might not say.
Right. Yeah, I know. I saw that and it looked terrible. But hopefully, I don't know what the casualty rate is. If, you know, the building was cleared when it went up in flames or whatever. But I'll be curious to check on that. I wanted to call real quick because I just wanted to, there's so much to focus on, you know, politically right now. But the thing that I kind of focus on a lot is just the division in our government, particularly with the, you know, the Freedom Caucus Party, whatever they're called now. I think they're just an offshoot of the teabaggers.
Well, Lee, I call them an insurgency.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair term. I agree. And the thing that is so... many things infuriate me about the talking points from that side in particular, but just the, I guess it's the nonsensical kind of gullibility that seems to be, you know, prevalent in that group. So, for example, the Second Amendment. Now, I'm not really well versed in the Constitution, but I've understood that the idea of private gun ownership is a misinterpretation of what it's supposed to be.
It's a great big howling misinterpretation. I mean, the history of the Second Amendment includes the only reason there is a Second Amendment is because it was largely a matter of frontier societies. In the North and in the West, it was about having sufficient firepower to kill plenty of the indigenous people who had been living here for the previous 10,000, 15,000 years or so. And particularly in the slaveholding South, it was about being able to give the state militia, the runaway slave hunters the color of state law in which, so that they could cross state boundaries searching for old Mars's human property. There's nothing, there is not a blessed thing noble about the Second Amendment at all, Lee.
Right,
nothing.
Right.
It was filthy in its inception, and it has been filthy ever since.
And it's gained so much strength in the NRA, and nobody seems to want to take it on. And it's just, the things you hear whenever some terrorist spree happens, shooting spree, whatever, domestic or you know, ISIS coordinated, like in France, is you just, or even just domestic. I mean, just like Sandy Hook or anything. You hear the immediate, and this is what I mean about the gullibility. It's like these people that advocate that think that, you know, if they're just around, you know, they're just going to pull out their piece film and just start, you know, blowing away the enemy like a Bruce Willis movie or something. It's a direction that you know, Kansas is going in, and Wisconsin with the, you know, freeing up of conceal and carry bills being passed.
Well, consider Lee, here in West Virginia, I expect by the end of January, no later than mid-February, that our teabagger legislature will actually pass a bill that allows any person in this state over the age of 18 years to purchase a firearm and carry it concealed without a permit.
Yeah.
That's the world. That's the world my grandchildren are going to have to live in. And it scares the bejesus out of me.
I mean, yeah, it's like the wild, wild west. I mean, it reminds me of like an old, you know, John Ford movie where, you know, somebody's got a beep, they're just going to pull out their gun and you know, they're going to clear the table like they're playing cards and somebody accuses somebody of cheating. You know, like
right. And the next thing you know, everybody's Jack Palancing. Pick up the gun. Y'all saw he had a gun.
It's the vibe that the insurgents are and the Ted Cruz's
if I may,
of the
Lee,
world.
If I may, let me suggest this. I mentioned a few minutes ago that the so-called Freedom Caucus, you know, the birthers, deathers, baggers, tenthers, booger eaters, you know, the people who wear necklaces of toenail clippings, that kind of thing. I said that they're an insurgency, and they are. Well, the NRA is the armed wing of the right-wing insurgency in this country, okay?
Yes.
Because what they're doing with this proliferation of firearms and this constant state of terror in which we now live.
Right.
And you know, not necessarily terror of some, you know, Muslim headlopper, right? But terror of each other. Constitutional civil governance is impossible in such a situation. So I merely see this. Look, let's understand something, Lee. They cloak themselves in the fig leaf of patriotism, but these right wing gun humpers, these gun goobers, okay, they are actually insurgents in search of the end of constitutional governance in this country.
Absolutely, absolutely. The gap, the abyss, so well said, the abyss between, you know, I will just the right and the left is getting so wider and wider, not color wider, wider with a D, that I don't as much as I love the things that Bernie Sanders represents, and Mike has said it a few times that he's kind of our last hope for something that would be significant direction-wise that the Liberal Party needs to go in, is not going to happen. And even if it did, I mean, yes, Obama was a enemy to the to these types you referred to as insurgents and other words that I totally agree with. Just imagine with somebody like Bernie, you know, I mean, or even Hillary. I mean, it doesn't matter who you stick as our representative on the left in front of these people. They're going to find some reason merely by their political affiliation to hate them, to gridlock.
Well, sure, and there's other stuff out there too, Lee, and I don't know if you're aware of it, but you and all the other truth seekers need to be. One of the things that that Marco Rubio has been hammering on of late is that he now supports what is called the Constitutional Convention of the States. You know, there's a provision in the Constitution that allows the states to call a constitutional convention if the Congress won't. Well, this has been getting this has gotten a lot of traction on the right wing, and people like Mark Levin, the man with the voice meant for print, has been pushing it. And if they can get that through, and it's got a better chance than most people acknowledge, if they can get that through, then it's game on and game over, because the minute that a constitutional convention convenes, I don't care how limited they say it's going to be, everything is on the table, and you, me, we, us aren't at it, and we are on the menu as a result. Lee, I got to leave it at that, but it's been great hearing from you. I hope I'll get to talk to you again sometime.
I'll look you up, Bob, and I'll say a southern term. Y'all have a good time out there in West Virginia.
All right. Thanks a lot. Happy New Year, Lee.
Happy New Year to you.
Bye now. Oh, I just love a good conversation. Both lines open if you want to jump in. This is the Molloy Program, and we will be right back. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Bob rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Listen, we live in stressful times, and it can get to the best of us. Do you have trouble concentrating because your mind jumps from one anxious thought to the next? Or are you unable to get your to-do list out of your mind? You're not alone, and Insight HT from NovaNutrients.com can help. Insight HT has been the choice of physicians for over a decade to help people manage and work through stressful thoughts and situations with a calmer, more proactive attitude. From the makers of NovaJoint, Insight HT soothes, calms, and relaxes your racing mind and quiets emotions that fuel high tension to help you maintain a healthy emotional balance. Don't wait days or weeks to make a change. Insight HT begins to help you on day one. You can get a special price on Insight HT with my discount code MIKE when you visit NovaNutrients.com. Go ahead and share this code with your friends, family, and coworkers and start living a little easier today.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier, hound, chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I decided to take the bus. It was about 6:05. Cause I could hardly.
Before the hour, the Malloy program for the 1st of January 2016. Both lines are open. It's a little bit dicey to explain. It's a technical thing. If you were dialing in during the break, I couldn't take your call because we're doing a lot of different stuff during the break. But anyway, the lines are open. A couple of nice notes rolling in. Up in the Great Northwest, Cindy says, I'm staring at 64 this March, and guess what? I'm so grateful to be alive and doing reasonably well today. I was sick for the last 4 years, so sick I dropped off the map and almost didn't make it, but here I am, happy to be here and listening to my favorite radio show. Love you, Bob. Thanks, Cindy. Thanks a bunch. And, well, the favorite radio show part, that's Mike. And honest to God, I don't know how Mike and Kathy do it night after night, because not just the program, but when this thing wraps up at about midnight, I'm gonna feel like I've had about 9 dozen cups of that awesome Blue Tribe coffee. The energy level just goes absolutely through the roof. It really, really does. And another email from out in the Great Northwest. Roger says, lots more non-coverage of the 90-day Trans-Pacific Partnership review period. Corporate media, busy, 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 distracting from the really important stuff. Cynical me thinks that this pre-publicized POTUS announcement Monday is just one more thing that was put on the 90-day obfuscation calendar back when that clock started. The rest was pretty much taken up by all the football hoo-ha that was on the calendar even before the TPP got finalized. Roger says, I'm guessing my Google will be crashing about the time I send this. Hello, Agent Fred. Yeah. Hi. Yeah, love you, too. Mm-hmm. And Glenn says, doing a great job, by the way. I like it when you fill in for Mike. I love the opportunity to fill in for Mike. Glenn, thanks so much. Thanks so much indeed. And, yeah, on the off chance that you didn't see it, I mentioned the fact that open carry went into effect for all concealed carry holders in Texas as of midnight about 22 hours ago. Yeah. Well, it didn't take long for something to hit the wires. Denton, Texas. I told you we wouldn't get away without another one. Denton, Texas, about 2 a.m. Central Standard Time, according to WFAA. A couple of vehicles pulled up. Well, a vehicle pulled up next to a woman in what appears to be a road rage incident. The occupants of the two vehicles said, at each other. And then, of course, because this is Merca, well, somebody from inside the Toyota or Lexus SUV decided to protect freedom. Mm-hmm. And fired several rounds into the vehicle, striking a young woman in the head, at which point her sedan crashed into another car, then hit an electrical pole, and she's in Denton Regional Medical Center in critical condition. Because, see, let's understand something about the miserable gun creatures. They don't care who gets hurt. They don't care how much blood coats the ground, the concrete, the streets, what have you, in this country, as long as they get to hang on to their precious fetish items, their guns. And I have no reason to suspect that it's going to get any less problematic going forward. Just a couple of minutes left before we go to the break, but let's check in at line one. Hey, welcome to the program.
Hello, am I on line one?
You are on line one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is Charles from Gallatin, Tennessee. I'm just wondering, these right wingers, they're getting awful nervous now. I'm just wondering if they don't realize that they're losing ground. I mean, a lot of these right-wing programs, they just don't have the support that they used to have.
It depends on how you define support. They got more money than they've ever had, Charles. Yeah. And that's what counts there. I mean, but how many times can you tune in and hear somebody say, "Mega Dittos from Busted Knuckle Rush, I just love you."
I don't think Rush Limbaugh has the credibility that he used to have.
No, but there's so many of them. I mean, I mentioned the Constitutional Convention of the States. That's largely being driven by a creature by the name of Mark Levin.
Oh, yeah. He comes on one of the conservative talk shows here at night. I mean, you know, he sounds kind of like one of these little squeak toys you give your dog, you know, and your dog bites on it and makes a squeaking noise. That's what he sounds like whenever he talks.
Well, as I say, he's got a voice made for print, Charles. But you're right, I think, in one regard. They are scared. Fear is the only motivation that the right wing has in this country. And what they're scared of is losing the privilege and power that they have had for so long and have never wanted to share. They didn't want to share it with people of color. And even before that, they didn't want to share it with non-property holders. They didn't want to share it with women. They didn't want to. They have never wanted to share. And now the demographics of this country are changing back to something more resemblant of the original skin tone, color, if you will, of this place before the white folks got here. And that has them terrified, and it's part of why that they... I personally think it's a base-level reason for why they've got to always have a gun everywhere they go. They're going to try to kill their way back into superiority if they ever had it in the first place. Charles, we got to leave it there, but it's awful good to hear from you. You have a happy new year. And we will be back with the beginning of Yea, Verily, and Forsooth, Hour 3, here on the Molloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid.
True Seekers, it's Molly Molloy. By now, you've heard my mom and dad talk about how much they are enjoying their new favorite morning refreshment, Blue Tribe Coffee. The smooth, chocolatey undertones of Blue Tribe Premium, the rich aroma of the new Blue Tribe French Roast, and the smoky sweetness of Blue Tribe Espresso. Now, I'm too young to drink coffee, so I have to take their word that it's as delicious as they say. But I am old enough to appreciate that Blue Tribe Coffee is a company with a conscience. Their coffee is grown organically and sustainably, with minimal environmental impact. And because it's harvested and roasted in the small mountain town of Chiapas, Mexico, the local farmers and roasters get to keep more of the coffee profit. Blue Tribe is good for the environment, good for the farmers and community, and tastes good too. Well, so I've heard anyway. Visit bluetribecoffee.com/Molloy or click on the ad at my dad's website, mikemolloy.com, and start your day deliciously.
Hey America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just, throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You want to get to heaven, you take the devil by the hand and you slide right into the promised land, cause this could be the land and this could be the game. Everybody's waiting for you, dog, so don't be late. What's the matter, honey? Didn't you pay your money? Straight. decided to take the bus. It was about 6:05. Because I could hardly walk. In fact, I was just barely alive.
Driven beyond all towns and all.
now, Truth Seeker, 6 minutes past the hour. Hour number three, live for this New Year's night. And a reminder, if you want to reach me by email, because there are some people who, surprising as it may seem, are too shy to call. And if that's the case, you can always email, and that's Bob Kincaid, BobKincaid, at gmail.com, and at Bob Kincaid on Twitter, if you tweet. And just plain old Bob Kincaid on Facebook, a pattern begins to emerge, right? Yeah. And again, the two phone numbers, since they are different from the numbers that you usually think about it, the number you usually think about in conjunction with Mike when they're in their home studio, 304-574-8178. That's line one. Line two, 304-663-4676. That's line two. Okay. And I want to go back and put a little more detail to this lunacy of a constitutional convention, because as noted, once you start one, all bets are off. Now, the right-wingers, Mark Levin, et cetera, and now Marco Rubio, say that, oh, this is only going to be for a limited purpose. We're not going to just go in and rewrite the Constitution. I mean, we're not going to get rid of the 13th Amendment against slavery or anything. Oh, we would never do that. You can trust us. You might want to not trust them, because the very origin of the Constitution itself is the story of a hijacking of a convention. It really, really is. James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and that bunch went in to tweak the Articles of Confederation and just threw them out the window. And those were geniuses. Now, try to imagine, if you will, what a limited constitutional convention would be like when the delegates to those conventions from, 27 or 28 states are all people who have been elected through the good offices of Chuck and Dave. Yeah, you know Chuck and Dave. The Koch brothers? Sure you do. See, just ask yourself how long the 14th Amendment and so-called birthright citizenship would last in an instance such as that. A millisecond? Would it even last a period of time actually measurable by science as we know it before they got rid of it so that they could start deporting or maybe re-enslaving, goodbye 13th Amendment, the anchor babies? Sure. Now, here's the part that probably scares me most of all. And I'm not gooning on anybody else on our side of the, but honest to Jeebus, how, I ask you, how could any progressive get behind this idea? And yet they are. There are progressive people who say, oh, sure, we'd love to, because you know what they're going to do? They're going to take their unicorn sparkle pony fairy dust, and they're going to sprinkle it over everybody in the Constitutional Convention, and they're going to get rid of Citizens United, boys and girls. And I wonder how long it would be before the stump licker bunch went after them with the ball bats inside the, Sheldon Adelson Arena in Las Vegas. Bless our hearts. Hope does spring eternal, doesn't it? Let's run over to line one and see what's happening. Welcome aboard.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Mark Taylor Cancel. I'm actually a regular contributor to Mike's show, and I have talked to you on your show.
We have, Mark. We have indeed. Welcome.
Yes. Happy New Year to you.
And to you as well.
curious about what the weather is like in your part of the country tonight.
It actually got a little bit cool in the last couple of days, Mark. Here inside the fabulous Horn Studio, Agnes and I are reveling this evening at about 55 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow. Yeah, it's been very cold in Seattle recently. So,
make no mistake, it was 70 degrees on Christmas Day here.
Oh, my. Yeah, that is not Seattle weather, not this time of year. Usually it's really, really rainy, but it's been dry and cold. But today I went down to the boat docks at Lake Union, and there was still ice on the docks. So it's been kind of unusually cold here, actually. But the reason I called is because I wanted to give you a quick sort of rundown on what's happening in Seattle. I don't know if most folks around the country know this, but the city of Seattle and also Martin Luther King Jr. County, which is the county that Seattle is located in, have both declared a civil state of emergency due to the increase in homelessness in this area. It's been a major, major problem. There are tent cities popping up all over the city, which I'm referring to now as economic refugee camps.
Well, that was going to be my question, Mark. Are these people who have simply lost their homes in Seattle, or are they people who have come to Seattle seeking hope, refuge, life?
Well, there are two different things going on. One, there is what I also call an IT gold rush. I write articles at the Capitol Hill Times here, and I've been talking about the lack of affordable housing, and Seattle is has the fastest increasing rents in the country now. So, yes, there are a lot of people moving to the area. Rumors are that Amazon wants to hire, thousands and thousands of new employees. I don't think they can even keep up with demand right now. But the problem is that along with a lot of this corporate influx into the area, there's an increase in the property values. Seattle has more cranes than any other city in the country per capita right now. It's just insane. Everywhere you look, we call the construction crane now the official bird of Seattle because they're just everywhere. So you have these people moving here for the IT jobs, and the population increase is reaching the levels that took place here during the Yukon Gold Rush. So that's why I refer to
Oh my God.
As, it's just amazing. I've never seen a city change so fast in such a short period of time. It's just incredible. Just within the last year or so, the rents and the cost of living have just gone through the roof here. So, yes, it's economic dislocation. It's high rents, high cost of living. Even with the $15 an hour minimum wage, which Seattle was able to pass, being spearheaded by our socialist city council member, Shamba Sawan, who was reelected, by the way, this last November. But even with the $15 an hour minimum wage, which is slowly being phased in, the state legislature has a statewide ban on any form of rent control. So Seattle, even if it wanted to pass rent control, does not have the authority in the state of Washington. So it's a very interesting place to live right now, Bob. We also have this other situation that
Mark, hold on to issue number two, if you would, please. We've got to hit a break. Can you stick around for a few minutes?
Yes.
Okay. So stand by, and we'll come back to you out of the break, because I want to ask a couple of questions about this, if that's okay.
Sure.
We'll talk more with Mark when we come back. This is the Malloy Program. And line two is open, by the way. 304-663-4676. That's 304-663-HORN. We will be right back. This is the Mike Malloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid.
There's madness I don't want to see. Won't you have a night around me? Oh, my heart. There's madness
Hi, Truth Seekers. If you find yourself grasping for words or just feeling a bit foggy, now's the time to support your brain health with E-Factor. E-Factor is a new product from Nova Nutrients and was especially designed by a physician to help keep your brain healthy and active. Testimonials from people who are using E-Factor are starting to come in. For example, quote, I started using E-Factor to help with mental clarity, to focus, and to help my memory. The first day I took E-Factor, I noticed I was much more alert, energized, and able to concentrate better, end quote. Here's another one. Quote, I asked my wife to try E-Factor because she complained about being groggy when working on the computer, and she had the same great results. I know that when I feel more alert, I can be more productive, and that is exactly what I've been looking for, end quote. So, keep your brain in shape with E-Factor. Click on the ad at MikeMalloy.com or visit NovaNutrients.com and be sure to use the special discount code MIKE at NovaNutrients.com. Oh, and love how you feel.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true, I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Twenty-one minutes before the hour, and when we left for the break, we were talking with Mark out in Seattle, who I hope is still on the line. Are you there, Mark?
Yes.
Okay, well, I particularly wanted to ask you a couple of questions about topic number one, namely the fact that rents are going through the roof, and The cost of living is, well, that has a profound effect on the cost of living. And it's even if it's an industry that we find somewhat respectable, like IT, it's still a function of the essential boom and bust nature of unrestrained capitalism. Because when you what you're talking about in Seattle is the same thing that's going on down in the Bay Area, and it's the same thing that four or five years ago was going on out in Williston, North Dakota, where, you know, a trailer out on some vast expanse of land could go for God only knows how much money for some oil field worker. Is there a remedy to it? How do you, if you've got people living in tent cities in Seattle, how is that even sustainable?
Well, it's not, and that's why there's a civil emergency. And just to clarify, from your original question, yes, the homelessness is mostly people who have already been living here. It's not the folks that are moving into Seattle. Most of them are getting pretty good tech jobs or professional jobs. So it's the folks who have lived here, maybe lived in a building for 35 years, retired there, and then one day their rent goes up to $4,000 a month.
Right, so exactly, yes.
People with two jobs living in a van with their family. There's an increase in the working poor, working homeless, where, yes, maybe you have employment, but it doesn't keep up with the cost of renting in Seattle. So, and also, directly to you, to the point you just made, Seattle itself has always been a boom or bust city ever since the days of the gold rush. There was a famous saying here in the 70s, when Boeing laid off thousands of workers, will the last person to leave Seattle please turn out the lights? Because people really thought that that was the end of the city. Well, no, we have these dot-com booms and busts. We have real estate booms and busts. Now we have the IT boom. And
rest assured, there will be an IT bust.
Yes, I was just going to say, not only is the homelessness issue a part of it, there will eventually be a bust. And that's just, like you said, it's the nature of the business cycle. And I don't know. I know rent control is an issue that people have been talking about as one way to alleviate that. But yeah, just as it just seems to be the nature of the system. In my latest article, the way I put it was Seattle is a victim of its own success. Because yes, we've attracted all of this corporate investment, Amazon, Google, Microsoft has been here for a long time. Even, you know, Expedia has moved their headquarters here. So there's so much going on in Seattle in terms of corporate development. But the result is that real estate prices have gone through the roof. So it's made it unaffordable for people who have lived and worked here all their lives, sent their kids to school here. It's a tough situation. So I'm not sure that in cities like New York and San Francisco, they've tried to alleviate the problem with some forms of rent control. But as I said, that's not possible in the city of Seattle because of the prohibition by the state legislature. Also, I wanted to throw this at you, too. The state legislature is currently being fined by the Washington State Supreme Court $100,000 per day for violating our own state constitution by failing to adequately fund public education. So we have a huge problem here. We have the school levy system to raise money for the local school districts. We've got, you know, teachers starting crowdsource funding campaigns to bring supplies into the classroom. And we have a governor and a state legislature who refuse to call a special session or move on this issue. Meanwhile, the state Supreme Court is saying that our own Washington state legislature is in contempt of court.
Well, let me ask you this, Mark.
Major problem there, too.
That certainly has a local flavor, but there's nowhere in this country that doesn't have some sort of education problem, some sort of infrastructure problem. Not to just make everybody go, oh, no, but doesn't some of this feel like the collapse of empire?
Well, empires are very, very expensive. I think the Romans learned that, right? And I've heard this comment before, you know, all this money being frittered away on an empire while, you know, we're not taking care of our veterans, the poor, children in public schools here, healthcare. It's just a shame. I think what most Americans don't realize is just how low the United States is rated on some major issues in terms of infant mortality rates. We are considered 47th in the world in terms of press freedom by Reporters Without Borders. So the propaganda just sort of, you know, lulls everyone into this hypnotic trance of believing that, you know, everything is great, it's all wonderful, and life is great in America. Well, for a lot of people in Seattle, it hasn't been so great lately, even though their neighbors are making wads and wads of cash. So economic inequality is a major theme. Even our mayor gave that as the main theme of his State of the City address this year.
Well, Mark, it's been awfully good hearing from you, and I hope we'll talk again soon. I think that issue is going to be the defining issue for whether or not, well, Bernie Sanders can succeed, among other things. This is the Molloy Program. We'll be back after the break. Lines open. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Hi, Truth Seekers. Kathy Molloy here. Have you joined the club, the coffee club? Blue Tribe Coffee is now offering a coffee club so you can get your favorite coffee delivered each month at an even greater discount than before. This delicious organic shade-grown coffee is grown responsibly at a high elevation in the Chiapas Mountains. And because it is harvested and roasted on-site, the local farmers and community receive a greater portion of the profit. Visit bluetribecoffee.com/coffeeclub and select either the 2 or 3 bag repeat order option, and it ships free. Each delicious bag of Blue Tribe coffee is a full 17.6 ounces. And for a limited time, Coffee Club members will have priority access to their special Maragohape elephant bean coffee. You have to taste it to believe it, Truth Seekers. Don't wait until you run out of coffee. Join the club. Support an advertiser who is supporting this program by visiting bluetribecoffee.com/coffeeclub today.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Molly Molloy. I have a secret to share. I'm a mosquito magnet. If there is a single lonely mosquito in a 10-mile radius, it will find me. Sadly, this attraction holds true for gnats, biting sandflies, no-see-ums, and pretty much any irritating flying insect. And it's so hard to find an effective insect repellent that doesn't contain a bunch of nasty chemicals that might cause who knows what kind of scary problems for me in the future. But there's one all-natural product out there that keeps me bite-free all day long. Summer Scent Insect Repellent from Heal & Hollers. It's called Summer Scent, but it works just as well in the fall, winter, and spring. It smells great, too. Well, I guess the bugs don't think so because they steer clear of me when I put it on. Try it for yourself. Visit healin-hollers.com or click on the ad at mikemolloy.com to keep the bugs at bay the all-natural way.
Hey, this is Reba McEntire, and I wanted to take a moment to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's one out of every 5 precious children in this country who might not get to eat dinner tonight. But hope is just around the bend, because there's enough healthy, nutritious food produced in this country to put a smile on the face of every last hungry kid. And that's when the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks steps into the picture. They collect surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to the hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. So join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. Find out how you can help at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Well, love's gonna bring.
Kincaid, and a little reminder, about 5 minutes after the live program closes, as is always the case on Friday evenings, the Horn Molloy Skype chat group will fire up, and you are most welcome to attend, most welcome to participate. Well, I mean, as long as you're not one of those little bizarre, weird right-wing lurkers that sometimes sniffs around the fringes of the program. You're not welcome, okay? Let's make that abundantly clear, because you have nothing to offer. You're part of the problem. You're not part of the solution. You never will be. But about 5 minutes after the live program closes, if you're part of the Horn Molloy community, well, by all means, jump into the extended conversation session that is the Horn Molloy Skype chat group. If you want to jump in, send a contact request on Skype to Sparky Dunk, SparkyDunc, Sparky Dunk, on Skype, and he'll show you the breadcrumb trail to our little secret conversational hideaway. It's a lot of fun. Those conversations run for hours on end sometimes. Agnes knows. But it's a lot of fun. It really, really is. We can converse our way toward the end of the program if you wish, or I can filibobster. You pick. Area code 304-574-8178 is the number, or 304-663-4676. Either way is just dandy, and, well, I'll enjoy it, and I hope you will, too. Where else? Well, we got the news. Oh, stand by. Let's see if this is going to work out. Let's try a little. No, yep, yeah, hold on. There we go. Hey, welcome aboard.
Is that you talking to me, Bob?
That is me talking to you.
Well, it's, again, unfortunate. I've called in twice previously, and well, you're coming across just fine on the internet, but conversationally it's totally distorted at this point. So But anyway, I just wanted to check in and wish you a happy new year. And maybe a bit of mea culpa on the live stream here, that I was kind of rude to you a few weeks back when you took over from Mike. This would be Devo Cordova.
Oh, hey, Dave.
I just want to say I appreciate all you do, and I'm significantly older than you, and kind of hidebound in my attitudes and frustration.
Well, no apology necessary, none whatsoever.
Well, no, actually, no. Man to man, that's not true. I owe you, and I'm offering up, and I cannot understand you because of the electronic mishmash that's going on here. But I just want to wish you and yours a very good new year, and all the people in the chat room too. Just I just want to stand naked and bold and say I was an ass a couple weeks ago. And I realize it, and I'll get by it, and I continue to wish all well. Happy New Year. Good night.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Thanks so much. I do appreciate it in the spirit in which it was offered. And one of these days we will, you know, it's some people call on that line, no problem. Other people. I wonder sometimes if it's a matter of who the carrier is, because in the weeds of technology, it was explained to me once that modern phone technology doesn't actually transmit voices anymore. It transmits emulations of voices. I have no earthly idea, but some people it works out well on that line. Some people it doesn't. I'm sorry it didn't for you, Dave. I would have enjoyed the conversation at greater length. But that was very nice and very genuine. Very genuine. So line 1-304-574-8178 is open. And you know, you can try your luck. You can try your luck with line 2-304-663-4676. At some point in time I probably need to just take all of this apart and rewire it and re-engineer the whole mess. And I think that's probably going to involve at least 1.75 liters of horrible rot gut alcohol consumed through a swirly straw. No? No, boss? No? Agnes says no, it won't. Oh, well, that's so much for New Year's cheer. But in the just because I didn't want to let this thing go past on a Friday, is there any end to how mean, vicious, rotten, and just plain awful a Bush can be? And I'm speaking in this case, I mean, and God knows there's a legacy, all the way back to when young Prescott Bush fabricated a humongous lie about how he saved Black Jack Pershing in the First World War, and his mother brooded it all over, Columbus, Ohio, and it turned out to be a lie, and it was horribly embarrassing to the family. And then there was, of course, Prescott the grown-up out there doing business with the Nazis because, well, you know, hey, money, capitalism, right? Go. And then it moves on into George H.W. Bush and Dim Leader, the 8-year reign of error. So somebody asked Jebya, you know, John Edward, I don't know, Bush, but they call him Jeb, but that would mean we're saying John Edward Bush, Jeb, but stop it. I just call him Jebya. I want him to wear his brother everywhere he goes. All the blood that's on that family's hands, all the murder, the mayhem, the backstabbing, the skullduggery, the viciousness, the pettiness. So, Jebya. Well, After the news broke that there would be no justice in Cleveland for the family of Tamir Rice, Tamir, of course, being having exited this planet at the muzzle of a police officer's firearm at the tender age of 12. Well, somebody felt like it was necessary to ask Jebya his impression of the Tamir Rice grand jury's non-action. And he said when he was down in Lexington, South Carolina, Stan, if there's a grand jury that looks at all the facts and doesn't indict, maybe there's reasons for that. I don't believe that every grand jury is racist. Well, you don't know much about history, do you, Jebya? No, of course not. And I don't believe every Bush is a corrupt, miserable, venal, backstabbing, skullduggery, engaging, murderous, lying. No, not every Bush. I mean, there's bound to have been a good one somewhere. Maybe, I mean, one? But the thing is, okay, so he said that. But the questions persist. Well, you know, what about the police? To which Jebya responded, well, Chicago has a lot of work to do to rebuild trust. The level of violence is abhorrent. Because, see, if you're a right-winger, if you're a Republican, if you're a birther, deather, tenther, bagger, booger eater, wearer of necklaces of human toenail clippings, Republican, conservative, then immediately the word Chicago alone sends you into transports you into paroxysms of Obama hate, because Chicago itself has become a word that means that one in our White House. But he did. Asked about the Tamir Rice grand jury and the police in Cleveland, he responded, Chicago has a lot of work to do, rebuild trust, the level of violence. Life does imitate art. My God, Jebya Bush has become a clip from Spinal Tap. Hello, Cleveland! You know, when they're in San Diego. And this man wants to be president of the United States. Lucky for us, he's not going to be. Chicago. Oh my God. Quit, Jebya. Quit. Go home. When he got caught on it, he said, oh, my bad. Yeah, that's what they say there on the tennis courts in, you know, Kennebunkport. My bad. This is the Molloy Program. We'll be back.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. With the voice in my head that drives.
This is Mike Molloy. Being a kid today isn't easy. If you have kids in your life, you need to know about an innovative product from Nova Nutrients designed to help them succeed. Visit NovaNutrients.com and learn more about Potential, the only scientifically formulated chewable children's multivitamin patented for behavior, learning, and academic performance. Potential provides active vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants from whole foods like superfruits and berries. It's the only kids' vitamin with an advanced form of vitamin K2 that helps build strong, healthy bones. What it doesn't have are additives, colors, preservatives, and sugars found in most mass-market kids' vitamins. Objective test results in one 11-year-long classroom study showed the Potential made a significant impact on standardized test scores. Teachers love it, and kids say it tastes great. So give the kids you love every advantage with Potential. Get a special price on Kids Potential with my discount code MIKE when you visit NovaNutrients.com. That's NovaNutrients.com.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Minutes before the hour as we wrap up this Friday night, New Year's night edition of the Molloy program. I'm going to return to Jebya for just a minute, just to sort of round things out and put a little bow on the program for the evening as we head toward the weekend. One of the other things that that he said when he was asked about the Tamir Rice grand jury in action were three simple words. The system worked. And before you start kicking furniture or spitting on the ground at the mention of Jebbia's name or the intrinsic sickness and horror that is encompassed by those three vicious, mean-spirited words, the system worked. Take a moment. Take a moment. Because you know what? As loath as I am to agree with him, he was right. Well, he's right-wing. He was correct, Jebbia was. The system did work in the case of Tamir Rice. And let's be completely clear that in the case of Michael Brown, the system worked. And it worked in New York City, too. The system works, truth seekers. Every time a grand jury allows a police officer to kill without consequence, that is not a flaw of the system. That, by God, is a feature. And it's a feature that goes back as far as the envisioning of the system itself. Further back even than the Anglo-American jurisprudential system itself. In ancient Rome, a slave could only give testimony in a criminal case after having been first duly and legally tortured. So it's not like this is a system that has developed over millennia that has suddenly gone sideways. Consider the murders that took place during the civil rights struggles in places like Mississippi. Consider the name Byron Della Beckwith. Consider how quickly, in his first trial, they gave him a pass. Consider the killing. Oh, you get the idea. But Jebya was speaking God's pure, unvarnished, and unflyblown truth when he said of a little 12-year-old boy who was gunned down within 2 seconds of the arrival of the local constabulary, the system worked. The system is designed to be manipulated by the power structure in favor of those the power structure would protect. And come Monday, when I'm back at the horn in my little corner of the internet, we're going to take a look at a classic current example of exactly that, of how the system works to protect those whom the system wishes to see go without any sort of consequence in situations of manifest, monstrous injustice. There is absolutely nothing except the vague notions of legal ethics that stops a prosecutor in St. Louis County, Missouri, or in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, from manipulating however many people there are, 16, what have you. Every state varies. There's nothing to stop the prosecutor from manipulating the grand jurors to do exactly what he or she wants done. And in this country, from time immemorial, we have defined situations like that as justice. The system worked. Now, just by way of something to ponder over the weekend, what does that say about the system? What does that say about the place of poor people, people of color, in it? I think you know the answer. Thanks for a wonderful evening. It was great getting a chance to talk with y'all. Hope we'll do it again soon sometime, as need be. Mike and Kathy will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, Mike Malloy, wherever you are. Good night, y'all. Say good night, Agnes.
Happy New Year and good night.
I'm going straight to hell. Mother, love, won't you let me go?
Hi, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here. You know, the weather's getting colder, which leaves us vulnerable to the cracking, chafing, and itching of dry, irritated skin. Fortunately, our family has found a natural solution to this uncomfortable condition from Healin' Hollers. Two solutions, actually. Lemon hemp cream and whipped shea mint cream. The whipped shea mint cream is also an excellent deep conditioner for your hair and dry, itchy scalp. It's a much better dandruff treatment than the expensive commercial chemical concoctions cooked up in a lab. Healin' Hollers is a little home-based business in the Ozarks, not a corporation. Each batch of these creams is handmade using organic ingredients they compound themselves, so you can be sure of their purity and quality. The good folks at Healin' Hollers are committed supporters of this program and are committed to producing the best herbal products to serve your health. Visit healin-hollers.com or click on their ad at mikemalloy.com and enjoy soft, smooth skin all winter long.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better. And kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
It's not work. I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket.